Focus of the tone right here in the mass. Tougher as we go up, and we could hear some hesitancy. That means we have to learn how to breathe. We breathe, quick sniff through the nose, and as a baby breathes, that's all. No stress, totally relaxed upper body, just that's all. You'll see the diaphragm will go out, the lower three ribs will go out. Let's try that. Can do it silently also. Now we do the exercise with ha. 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 Yes.
Ha. Ha.
More. More.
Ha.
Ha. Yes. Yes.
Ha.
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 Ha. Ha. Mouth doesn't have to move upside down. Ha doesn't move. Ha, ha, ha. Not ha, ha, ha. Okay? Yeah, that goes for everybody, huh? Let's try it again. Ha.
Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha.
You tired me out. It's been a long day. In the mornings, I'm recording passages from Savitri at this beautiful new place right adjoining Oroville, Savitri Inn by Deshpande. Many of you have not heard of it, but it's devoted only to Sri Aurobindo's great epic poem by the same name, Savitri. And a man from Bombay and Delhi, who is a film director, is going to build a film studio there. And there's a huge hall, we already have a recording studio, and it's 20 acres. So it's going to be something very special. And Patty was asking if there could be collective readings of Savitri with groups of people. It may be a future thing, but it could be very, very beautiful, very powerful. So, a little more on the exercises now. No, 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 no. If you can use the diaphragm a little bit. No, 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 no,
no. No, 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 no,
sure it's a word we all know and say many times each day. No.
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 No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No.
Now that's good energy. Good.
No. 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 No.
Thank you.
again, a little bit higher. Once again. Now, just on that note, perfect unity of sound. Not one voice any different from the other voice. Listen deeply, listen from here also. Oh. phone? What is it? Anybody? What's the overtone? Perfect fifth. See if you can hear it. Yes, that's it. Excellent. Excellent. Very good ear. Again. Sometimes the power is so great, and I've seen it in college choirs under a great director, and suddenly the whole choir is in tears, and it takes 5 or 10 minutes for them to recover. The experience is so powerful. Here, divine grace, the divine light pouring down into each of our bodies and into our body collectively. Try to open to that which wants to descend and is descending. In the ohms that we sing, we usually sing 3 ohms seated and 1 standing. Remember that there are no wrong notes, and that any voice can begin because we are one voice.
We can only arrive at the true truth if Surya works in us to remove this brilliant formation of concepts and precepts and replaces them by the self-vision and all-vision. For this, it is necessary that the law and action of the truth should be manifested in us. We must learn to see things as they are, see ourselves as we are. Our present action is one in which self-knowledge and will are divided. We start with a fundamental falsehood that we have a separate existence from others, and we try to know the relations of separate beings in their separateness and act on the knowledge so formed for an individual utility.
Oh.
try to extend your consciousness to every soul in the room. Unite and blend with it. But this is very good, very beautiful tonight.
The law of the truth would work in us if we saw the totality of our existence containing all others, its forms created by the action of the totality, its powers working in and by the action of that totality. Our internal and external action would then well naturally and directly out of our self-existence, out of the very truth of things, and not in obedience to an intermediate principle which is in its nature a falsifying reflection.
Thank you.
Nevertheless, even in our ordinary action, there is the beginning, or at least the seed of the truth, which must liberate us. Behind every act and perception, there is an intuition, a truth, which, if it is continually falsified in the form, yet preserves itself in the essence, and works to lead us by increasing light and largeness to truth in the manifestation.
Thank you.
last Om, let us remember that it is the Lord singing through us the new songs of transformation, effectuation, and healing. Remember too that He has given all of us a wide range of beauty to be expressed. Allow that to be expressed. If you want or feel to sing only one note, that is all right as well.
Remember what I can. Find out thy soul. Recover thy itself. In silence, seek God's meaning in thy death. Then mortal nature change to the divine. Open God's doors. Enter into his trance. Cast off thy mind that nimble ape of light. In his tremendous hush, stilling thy brain, his vast truth wakes within, and know and see.